This is KNKX. Reaction continues in the sports world in response to police violence against black people in America. Games were postponed in the WNBA and the National Hockey League Thursday night following similar actions in the NBA, WNBA, Major League Baseball, and Major League Soccer on Wednesday night. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel says the anger also extends to the NFL. Art, you were at CenturyLink Field on Wednesday where the Seahawks had a mock game. What happened?
Well, the game started with a national anthem recording, and about a dozen Seahawks players, all black, sat on the bench during the anthem. And then after the game, Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll did not disguise his contempt for the episode in Kenosha, Wisconsin, in which Jacob Blake was shot in the back 7 times by police.
I don't know how somebody could ever do that under the circumstances and the awareness that everybody should have right now, but it continues to happen, so it continues to be a real problem.
Carroll also said that Tuesday night he called a team meeting because he had an acquaintanceship with Democratic Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, who spent 40 minutes on a Zoom call talking to the players about how they can channel and direct their words, their passion on the platforms they have so that a greater good can be served.
It's interesting to hear Booker's point about getting their messages out effectively. We heard similar messages from the Mariners and Sounders, who both had games postponed Wednesday night. Professional athletes are very influential given the money that they generate and the fan bases they reach. But the overarching message right now seems to be one of anger and fear.
Yes, there's a lot of players expressing concern for themselves, families, friends after the George Floyd murder. They thought, well, there's an awakening here. But then a similar episode happened. And so there's this huge disappointment that it seemed like there was nothing gained. And I think it was encapsulated best by Los Angeles Clippers coach Doc Rivers, who after a game on Tuesday said this: "It's amazing why we keep loving this country and the country does not love us back," end quote. I think Doc Rivers nailed it, and it's a sad testament to the state we're in.
Many people are calling what happened on Wednesday an unprecedented day in sports history. I wanted to see if you could put the impact into perspective.
Well, it's really hard right now, Kirsten, because this is one day. It's the first day of many things potentially happening, and they do revolve a lot around the presidential election. But I do want to introduce something here that I saw a number of years ago, and I was struck by how poignant these words were right now. This is from Frederick Douglass, the most eminent human rights leader of the 19th century. And I just wanted to share his quote because I think it's so timely to explain why these kinds of protests are so meaningful to so many black people. Here's what he said 150 years ago. "Power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong that will be imposed upon them. And these will continue until they are resisted with either words or blows or with both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress."
All right, Art. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.